A bill introduced by Senator Rob Kupek garnered support from ag organizations, farmers, and the Minnesota Department of Ag. Minnesota Grain and Feed Association Executive Director Laura Lemke spoke in opposition of the bill, saying there are new programs already in place that haven't had a chance to prove effective.
MGFA feels very strongly about retaining the grain bond program for grain buyers and warehouses in Minnesota. We feel the independent third-party evaluation of a facility's financials helps retain the integrity of the entire industry. MGFA supports a reasonable increase to grain bond levels. In lieu of an indemnity fund, producers can currently purchase deferred payment insurance for their credit contracts at the cost of about 1% of the value of their contracts. The insurance would pay out 100% of the contracted amount and much quicker than either an indemnity fund or a grain bond. This insurance is purchased by the individual producer and does not require the subsidization by all grain sellers like an indemnity fund will.
Lemke says the indemnity fund will not fix the root of the problem for producers and will eventually cost grain sellers.
MGFA is very sympathetic to producers who have experienced a loss due to grain buyer insolvencies. However, we disagree that the only way to protect producers is through the creation of an indemnity fund. Instead, we feel that through modifications to the current statutes, a reasonable increase in grain bonds, and producer education, producers can be protected by preventing or at least minimizing the occurrence of future insolvencies. Senate File 2218 does nothing to address those issues. It simply creates a huge revolving account that eventually all grain sellers will be responsible for funding.
Senate File 2218 has been held over for a vote until Monday. Reporting Agriculture's Business on the Red River Farm Network, I'm Whitney Pittman.